As soon as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw Srivas Thakur, he bowed down. And seeing a devotee, Lord Chaitanya became overwhelmed with ecstatic love. He wept, he trembled, and the hairs of his body stood erect. Seeing Srivas beginning to circumambulate Tulsi Devi, Lord Chaitanya at once fell down to the ground unconscious. And after a few moments, the Lord began to weep. He began to tremble. He would not stay still. And seeing this, Srivas Pandit thought, these are the signs of ecstatic devotional love. Who would be so foolish to claim these as caused by a disorder of his life air? Then, Lord Chaitanya returned to his external consciousness and he said to Srivas Pandit, O Pandit, what do you think is the cause of my condition? People say my vital airs are in disarray and I should be tied up, or that my head should be massaged with Vishnu oil. O Pandit, in your heart, what do you think is happening to me? Smiling, Srivas Thakur said, your madness is a good madness. I wish I could be mad with the same disease that you have. It is ecstatic love. I see on your body the signs of ecstatic love for Lord Krishna. Lord Krishna has been very merciful to you. And hearing this from Srivas Thakur's mouth, the Lord happily embraced him. The Lord said, everyone says that my life airs are in disarray and that I'm diseased. You have given me great hope. Now my life has become glorious. If you had also said that my life airs were in disarray, if you had said this, I would have drowned myself in the Ganges. Srivas Thakur said, Brahma, Shiva, Sanat Kumar, and all the sages and all the demigods, they yearn to attain the love for Krishna that you possess. Let us gather together and let us chant the holy names of the Lord. Let the sinners and the offenders say what they like. Then Srivas Thakur spoke to Sachidevi, please break into pieces all the worries in your heart. His life airs are not in disarray. Your son possesses ecstatic devotion for Lord Krishna. The people who say otherwise, they do not know the truth. But in the future, if you witness his great ecstatic devotion for Lord Krishna, please do not mention this.